Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we've got a great show for you tonight. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here. He is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. We're going to really tackle this. This is a juicy one for everyone right now. How do we go from powerless to powerful? How do we do this in our day-to-day lives? What are these daily acts of empowerment? Why is this such an important conversation? So today, we step into the world that Dr. Friedemann Schaub has created for us, this incredible series that is all about power and empowerment and living our life full out. He's joining me here today as the founder of Cellular Wisdom. It is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program. He has been helping people for over 15 years with whatever really does ail them, whether it's challenges that are going on in your life that causing stress, anxiety, depression, PTSD, chronic pain. He works nationally and internationally. He also is someone that believes in reaching out to of you out there right now that are thinking, how do I connect with this gentleman? How do I get a hold of him? He has free telephone consultations that he will do with all of you. And he's made it so easy. And we'll tell you what this is all about as we go through the show. But you're going to want to write down this number, 866-903-6463. That's how you get to have a chat with him today about how to take back the rest of your life. So today's show is about this idea of moving from powerless to powerful. Have you often felt like you're in a place of powerlessness, hopelessness, just in one day? I mean, how many times in a day have you figured out, oh my God, my boss is like one of those bosses from that movie, Bad Boss, and I don't know what to do, and I feel powerless because I can't leave my job. I need the money. I've got to take care of my kids. I don't know where to go next. I mean, if you don't feel trapped from that scenario, boy, I don't know what does. So many people today are in situations where powerless is the sense that folks feel. You know, I received an email this morning, and I'll talk to Dr. Schaub about that from one of the listeners, and it was a level of frustration and powerlessness that she had about something that's very important to her. But let's bring on Dr. Schaub because we've got to take back our lives. And this is what I love about doing the show. How do we help all of you stand tall, stand in your power, and know that you are absolutely perfect? Today we're going to talk about power leaks. We're going to talk about rebuilding a strong foundation of self-empowerment, and we're going to talk about how to do this through these simple daily steps. Dr. Friedemann, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
It's always great to be on the show. Thank you so much for having me.
I got an email this morning. You want to talk about powerless?
Sure.
I got an email this morning. I've been getting a lot of emails from the listeners these days. But I did get an email this morning from someone who saw my post on the website. I guess nowadays, if you do anything on the internet, it ends up on your Facebook page. I mean, I don't know how this is working, but like if you fill out a petition or you do this or you do that, it ends up on Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, having a dear friend of mine, a mom that has aged, right, Dr. Friedemann?
Mm-hmm.
And is so dependent on Medicare and Medicaid for their lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how are you going to tell an 87-year-old woman that now she has to plan better so she can pay for her prescription drugs. So the email I got this morning was from I like to call seasoned woman, who said, Dr. Powell, you're going to do a show on the cuts to Medicaid that they're proposing. And honestly, I don't do political shows, so this is not really a political comment. But I do shows that really touch upon what people are wanting to hear more of. So there's nothing more powerless, I think, Dr. Friedman, than being in a place where your body is not what it used to be. You're actually ill. You don't fully understand the resources around you. And what you know is that the one source to what you see as wellness is now going to be, in her words, taken away. Is that powerlessness?
Well, you know, in some ways it is certainly, you know, lending to believing that we are powerless. But is it really powerlessness? You know, that's where we have to ask ourselves, what is power? You know, when you say, well, the source of her well-being gets cut, now, is really Medicare the source of her well-being? Or is the source of her well-being something inside of her? Now, she may be dependent on medication and these kind of things right now, but does that make her necessarily being in the place of powerlessness? See, we are often defining power as something that is, dependent on outer resources or dependent on other sources outside of us. And just by the mere definition of that, yeah, we are powerless. So yep. I am just always fascinated by the people that are in the really most dire circumstances, but they are keeping a sense of dignity, a sense of hope, and a sense of empowerment. And, you know, what really made me want to do this show is recently that I stumbled across a psychologist and author of the 70s, and his name was Aaron Antonovsky. And what he did was he was not looking for what people actually got sick from. He was looking for what actually makes people healthy and well, especially on an emotional level. And so he studied women that were in concentration camps in Nazi Germany and that were liberated. And he, you know, observed those women and studied how they progressed through life and found out that there was only a small percentage, I think 29% of them, that would actually call themselves mentally and emotionally healthy and stable after those horrific scenarios that they had to go through. And he wondered, what is special about those 29%? What actually have those people in common so that they actually did not lose hope, that they stayed in a sense of power, that they were able to adjust and function normally? And so he coined the phrase of the sense of coherence. And the sense of coherence basically means that you have a sense of wholeness and confidence inside of yourself, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what happened in the past or what is looming ahead of you. And he found three hallmarks of that sense of coherence that I also want to talk about this in the show. So what that shows you, it is possible, no matter what the circumstances, to stay in a grounded, centered place. But of course, we have to claim our power. We have to work on staying in it, because the temptation to lose it, the temptation to get pulled out of it, is obviously very, you know, big, especially in this time and age.
Well, I love this conversation because you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, we have the best listeners around, and you talk about dignity and integrity. I mean, that's what they represent. So, I mean, you can't help, though, be touched by her email.
Absolutely.
Because these are real situations.
Yeah.
What I hear you saying is that there are ways for us not to dismiss what's going on in the world, but to hold ourselves differently and still deal with those kinds of stressors.
Well, I just think we cannot afford to be victim of circumstances right now, because the circumstances are changing, And often, you know, they're not as stable as they should be. We, especially in this country, don't get the support that I think every individual person deserves. But throwing our hands in the air and feeling, wow, you know, now this is the end, certainly doesn't serve us on an individual basis. I have complete compassion for this person, and I don't know that she, in her, you know, age, can, you know, do a lot to make her financial situation better. And so, you know, hopefully there are people reaching out for her. But there's still something inside of her that can change, something inside of her that she can, and maybe she has this already, and maybe her relative is more concerned about her than she herself, that mm-hmm. can help her to stay at a place of peace and a place of, you know, detachment from it, so that she doesn't lose herself by those what ifs or by those, you know, outer changes. And I think that's what it's, you know, about. Because our state of happiness, our state of, or our experience in life, is really mainly determined what's happening inside. And what we do, though, is that we are making our inside so much dependent, and we are responding so much to what's happening on the outside. So if we are learning to be more centered and stable on the inside, no matter what those circumstances on the outside, whether they are small, like sitting in traffic and having to wait for another hour until we get home, or whether, you know, the boss hits us with another deadline, no matter what those circumstances are, there's our responsibility, and I think we have the power to really stay in a place where we are at peace with it.
I love this. We're talking with Dr. Friedman Chow. When we come back, we're going to talk about how can we tell that we're giving our power away. How can we tell in the moment that there is this like, wait, no, you can't have it. I got to take it back. I know you're ready to give your power.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding light on a worldwide health crisis is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. Before we talk about personal power and this idea of what happens when we give our power away, how we even know it, because I want to make sure that we're giving out some information. For more information about Dr. Schaub, you can go to his website, cellularwisdom.com, cellularwisdom.com. He works with people all over the globe. So that each of us gets to understand what our personal power is and what it means to stand in that power, and stand in it with integrity and stand in it with dignity. And so, Dr. Schaub, thanks for joining me here today. I love this conversation because, for me, this has been a challenge for me in my life. And the reason it was such a challenge for me, and I'm so glad, I can't wait to hear you talk about coherence and a couple of other things, is, you know, I'm one of these people that worked her way up in the corporate world. And it came to a point in my life where I had to make a decision about what I stood for. But up until that point, I probably have gone through just about most of what we're going to talk about here today in terms of doing things that didn't feel right, especially in my corporate job, but so many, many different things that show up in our daily lives that we let us become our identity. Now, I since know that that corporate job is not my identity, but I will tell you, I will make this confession. While I was in it, you could look at my head and you saw a bell-shaped head. So you see what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I had certainly a very similar experience when I was working in a big, prestigious university hospital in Germany and really identified myself with the white coat and the stethoscope. I mean, that's, same thing. You just at some point get so trapped in your job and really believe this is who you are that yes, you have lost your true identity, and you have given a lot of your power to your work. And what happens is, and this is, you know, one of the things we wanted to talk about, how do we know that we are not in our power? What happens is that you get stressed. You get stressed when something goes wrong. You get stressed when you don't get the approval or the results that you want. And so basically you feel a low level of anxiety rising when something in your, you know, the world of your job is changing. And so that's what I felt. I felt whenever, you know, I saw the director of the hospital walking by and not smiling at me, I was, you know, shell-shocked. I felt, oh, my God, what did I do? Did I, you know, do something wrong? Did one of my, you know, patients die or have a problem? And so we go into these, you know, spinning thoughts that get out of control, and we can just by noticing where our mind goes and where our thoughts go, which topics they are latching onto, we can tell whether we are in our power or not. It's one of those simple ways. Just notice in the course of the day, what are you thinking about? Is it very nicely balanced all across the place? And with every topic that you have in your mind, do you feel I'm actually in charge, I can handle it, I find a solution? Or do you feel often just by your mere notions and thoughts about the topics that you are smaller than them, that you are somehow helpless, that you cannot really find, you know, the solution that you're looking for? That's already an indication that you are giving your power away and that you're probably out of your power. Another one is more, you know, an energetic change. Often people feel that they are out of their power when they notice the contrast of how it feels to be in your power. You know, when you go on vacation or when you have really something very happy occurring, you threw maybe the wedding for your daughter or something where you just really feel, wow, this was a fulfilling event and you felt truly expansive. that contrast of expansiveness and inner peace and confidence versus how you may feel usually as soon as you go to the office or as soon as you, you know, basically go on the scale, for example. You know, we can give a power away to many different things and you feel, oh my God, I still haven't lost weight. And again, your power is seeping out in the floor. Any kind of those things, just noticing the contrast between being in this calm, expansive, and joyful place of being you versus how you feel when you are contract, when you feel smaller, when you feel somehow weaker and not up for the task or like a failure. This is the contrast of being in or out of your power. Now, there are certain ways that we can obviously help ourselves to get back into our power. And one of them is noticing, where do we actually leak our power? Where does our power seep away from us? And I think that's a really important topic to talk about.
Well, that is an important topic to talk about because, you know, I would imagine if anyone is kind of like I am, I've been through periods where I'm leaking my power everywhere.
Right. And that can be, you know, right now you and I are, you know, very busy. There are certain deadlines, certain expectations. It's very easy for us to let the power get out of our hands and basically, you know, go into those projects that we think we have to fulfill and to complete at a certain time. And so everything goes, you know, about that and nothing is about you. You don't eat well, you don't work out anymore, you don't rest, you don't meditate. All these kind of things can fall by the wayside if those projects become bigger than what you are at the moment. And, you know, even if you just would take a moment, close your eyes and think about like an internal image, think about that, what you right now feel like you have to do, where all your energy goes, where your focus is, and think about yourself in the context of it. Very often you will see, well, there's actually an internal image of a pile, a mountain-high pile of stuff I have to do, and me looking like a little tiny person next to it who is completely overpowered by that to-do list that hasn't been done. There is an internal identification that often occurs, and, you know, obviously that's a sign that, wow, we have truly given our power away. But there are other ways. You know, there are these daily little ways. You go into the office and there are these coworkers and you feel like one coworker doesn't like you and you constantly think about, well, was this a mean look or why does a person not talk to me or why is everybody else going to lunch and nobody asks me? These are just small ways that make us feel that we are losing power, that others have it, and that they are more, you know, important, or that at least in our mind they are getting more importance than we are giving ourselves importance. Or
you know,
go ahead.
It's so interesting you're talking about this because, you know, let's fast forward to our modern technology right now. What you're talking about really extends beyond the day-to-day. I was talking with a young woman in her teens, and we were talking about texting. And I can't wait to have you talk about some of these personal power issues, the seven personal powers, for example, because, you know, somewhere along the line, there has become some sort of dependency. You know, I don't get it. I'm not getting a text message from her. My friends are getting text. I'm not getting. This is a whole new dialogue that's happening in, you know, the youth right now around something that 10 years ago, none of us really paid attention to.
Well, but I think it was even at that time. I mean, think about school. It was really there were the cliques that you wanted to belong to, but you didn't because you weren't cool enough. You know, there were the pretty girls or the jocks, and if you weren't one of them, you felt also somehow, you know, not fitting in or ostracized. These things have been maybe now, you know, reached a complete new level. But I think at the, you know, at the core of it, that problem of wanting to belong and not feeling that you do belong, that has been with us probably since the Stone Ages. The problem is just that, you know, now through all these ways of getting feedback, you know, whether whether you're good enough or not, that it's so easy to rely on the feedback and become almost addicted to this feedback. You know, what are people doing when I post something on Facebook? How many thumbs up do I get? How many comments? And then you read what other people are doing and you feel like, well, I'm certainly not as cool as they are. They are so amazing. And so you compare yourself more. And so we have many, many more ways right now to basically see mirrors that are supposed to tell us, or we believe they are telling us who we are, than actually stepping back and taking the time to say, okay, I have to identify myself first and foremost for who I am, and not what the outer world seems to show me or seems to reflect back to me. That's, I think, where the problem is. We don't necessarily take the space to say, what is that about me that defines the power? And that brings me back to this, you know, sense of coherence of these women that survived concentration camps, that somehow stayed stable and emotionally balanced despite the trauma they went through. And the three hallmarks of that were, the number one is that they actually lived their life in a structure, an order. They were able to somehow say, okay, you know, I need to go through life with an idea, with a routine of how I approach it, and I can hold myself onto this routine. And this can be a spiritual practice as well as it can just be a practice of, you know, taking care of your physical body or your emotions, or saying, you know, I will always turn off my, you know, my Facebook at 7 o'clock at night. I don't want to get my power, you know, at night taken away from me just by thinking about other people. You can come up with your own ways of saying, these are my routines that keep me in an empowered place. The second hallmark is for people to know that they have the resources and the capabilities to deal with any circumstances that come their way. And that's often what we are lacking, that we are wondering, am I really good enough? Do I really have what it takes? And so we need to work on really harnessing this belief and reflecting back on us and seeing that there is so much goodness about us. And these are the seven powers I want to talk about later on, that there is so much goodness inside each and every one of us that we can rely on that, that we can trust, I have truly the resources there to go through life and create it in a way that is enjoyable. And that's number three, fulfilling to me. Because the third hallmark is really finding purpose in whatever you do. If you are in a miserable job and you only look at the misery and you don't look at what is actually the purpose, how can I, for example, make a difference, although it feels like I'm the victim here, you will change and turn the tables completely.
All right, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, you know, these seven pillars of personal power. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining us here today. Are you ready to take your power back? Are you ready to stand tall? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Absolutely. Great song, Benny. Good, good, good deal. Yeah, I've got the power. How many of us can wake up each day and say, I've got the power? I mean, do you feel me? I have got the power. Now the question is, how long throughout the day can you keep that feeling? You know, sometimes Dr. Friedman Schaub is my very special guest today. To find out more about him, to sign up for a session, to work with him directly, go to cellularwisdom.com to have a free telephone consultation. Dr. Schaub, give out your phone number.
It's 866-903-6463, or you can also dial 206-323-2762.
Awesome. We're talking about this topic is so important because I know what it's like to be at a place where I felt that I have lost my personal power in many, many ways, many, many times. You know, when you take a look at your life, and especially these past couple of years for a lot of people, you know, there are things that have shown up and have happened. And you were talking about coherence. You were talking about the concentration camps. Of course, there's the story of Viktor Frankl as well.
Right.
You know, I've read Viktor Frankl's works, and I go back every once in a while, and actually I'm getting ready to reread them because it is so hard for me to imagine him.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, he says over and over again, you know, throughout his life, that he's actually no different than anyone else. And I think that's your point today, that everyone can experience this.
Well, and it really starts with making a decision to learn to know your power better. Because often we feel power means confidence, power means, oh, I'm filled with energy and I can tackle the world. And, you know, power is not just the feeling of I can go into the ring and win a competition. That's a very, very small aspect of power. And I think it's in many ways an aspect that is really not as important as the other aspects of our power. Because what power really means is that you are in a foundation of self-understanding and self-reliability, a place where you just feel like I am full with who I am. I have the source and the resources inside of me. And this is where often the work, and this is what I do with clients, the work with the deeper subconscious parts of us can help us, because it's not an intellectual process. It's not something we can make up or talk ourselves into. It would be nice, but ultimately we have to really go to a deeper source to claim and understand what actually is our power. And what I find are, you know, seven ways to find our power, or seven powers, are just little tiny daily practices you can do to really get this mosaic of your power together and form a more coherent and a much more easier to understand sense of this is what it means to be me and this is what it means to be in my power. And the first one is a very simple one, but unfortunately in our time very underrated, which is that natural power of appreciation. See, whatever the power does, then when we are in it, there is an expansion happening. That an expansion which you could say, well, that's like the opening of the mind or the opening of the heart. The whole body relaxes, and we just feel like we are standing more firmly with both feet on the ground. And that happens with all of those powers, and the appreciation is one of them. And just think about it. How often do you actually appreciate whatever is in your life right now? You know, we have these really adorable cats. I mean, they're just so super cute. And I often notice that they look at you and hope that they get a little petting or that you just acknowledge them. They're very sensitive. And how many times I walk by them somewhere in my head, somewhere else already, and just ignore them and don't take a moment to appreciate. So I'm making a point to really stop and just appreciate these lovely creatures and their really adoration for us and their unconditional love they have. And that feeds me and that opens me up and that makes me, you know, in so many ways more connected to my center and this way also more connected to my power. And you can do appreciation with nature, with food, with your family, with little sensations. I think we can even appreciate a sneeze, a really good, hearty sneeze. Wow, if you stop and really appreciate how good that felt, you already have reclaimed one of your natural powers.
Well, we're talking about appreciation, and you know, one of the things you said earlier, it was this idea that, you know, we can start to look beyond our circumstances in life. And I think we used a couple of examples about that. You know, some people say it's very difficult to go to that place of appreciation when everything in their lives seems to be that it's on the downturn.
Right.
Can you just share a bit about, you know, some of the things that you help people with to get, you know, to get a sense of I can go from wherever I am, whatever's going on with me, I can do this. I can flip the switch, so to speak, and have a moment of appreciation.
Well, see, the human body is a good analogy for that. And as a physician, you know, I was always fascinated by how our mind is gravitating to that, what seems to be out of order, what seems to be in pain. You know, most of the people that have physical pain, they may have pain in 10% of their body, and 90% of their body feels great, but all the mind goes to is this 10% of the body, and that's all we hold on to. And that's a natural, you know, reflex, basically, because it makes us aware of, okay, there is something we need to fix, something we need to attend to. It's definitely a way to protect us. But when it goes to the extent that we have trained our mind to only focus on that, what seems to be in the downturn, that what seems not to work, what seems to be bad, although there are so many things at the same time we appreciate and could appreciate, whether it's our health, whether it's our, you know, the food we still have, whether it's the people that love us, whether it's, you know, the sunshine that's right now in Seattle, and it's not raining in November, which is a miracle in itself. So all those kind of things are still present, and we have to train ourselves to not delete them, but really get the bigger picture and let the appreciation open us up again, because that's the power, the choice that we can make to either focus on that what's not working or put our focus on that what we can appreciate. And in the moment you appreciate, you fill yourself up with that positive energy. You take it on, and you feel in that moment, because you appreciate it, you own it. You own the experience. And obviously, when we are owning an experience that we feel is pleasant or enjoyable, we automatically feel more in a place of power. And And that also comes to, you know, another power, which is the power of compassion and kindness. You know, no matter how dire your circumstances are, you still have the power for compassion and kindness, whether it's, you know, you're seeing that, you know, there is a homeless person and you want to give him a quarter, or whether you are, you know, feeling like somebody's lost and they, you know, in the city and they don't know where to go and they look at the map and you just ask them, can I help you? Or there is a, you know, an elderly person in the grocery line just having a hard time carrying the bags out and you just ask if, you know, they need some help. These are moments of empowerment that we often overlook. This kindness, this compassion, the act of helping someone else is a true moment of empowerment, and it gives you and it feeds you so much more than, again, focusing on those things that you have given your power to. Because that's the daily choice that you can make. You know, feeding the birds in winter, or you see a little bug in the back struggling, and, you know, you just turn it around. I mean, there are little things we can always feel like, I am actually the one who is helping the world to be a better place, one moment at a time. And it's truly an act of empowerment.
You know, these are things that, first of all, they don't cost anything.
Exactly.
In terms of financial, right? Because that's, you know, sort of the excuse most of us use these days. But the other thing is, it's really stepping back and looking at things from another person's perspective. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, Dr. Friedman's going to share some of these things that each and every one of us can continue to do throughout our day. And the idea is, can you pick just one? I mean, can you do just one of these? This has really been the challenge for so many of us over our lives. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
I just made the most amazing discovery.
What's that?
I've been searching for a way to save time in the kitchen and not sacrifice Larry's in my health. I finally found it. I ordered these amazingly delicious, quick, healthy meals online called Eastern Essence. Once I tried them, I realized why I hadn't found a solution till now. There's simply nothing like them in the grocery store.
Wow, I didn't think it was possible to have a packaged food that's truly healthy.
I know, but Eastern Essence is made with a special process that leaves 95% of the nutritional content there. Other organic convenience foods can't even come close to being this delicious and nutritious.
That is amazing.
They take less than 20 minutes to prepare, and Larry loves them. He's gazing at me the way he did when I used to cook everything from scratch. I think Eastern Essence is the way to a man's heart.
Eastern Essence, delicious organic Indian meals. Go to easternessence.com to order today.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Do you hear voices? Do you see and know? Are you fascinated by the discussions about spirituality? Are you trying to connect with your own true self, your inner calling, and your transformation, but need some assistance on your path? Meet Natalie, spiritual teacher and guide. happy to empower you to truly get to know, be, and love yourself so you can experience true happiness and freedom. Contact Natalie at natalie@healingisis.com or Facebook Natalie.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. And what an incredible time, Dr. Schaub, for people to really be looking at standing tall in their lives. You know, standing in a place of integrity, standing in a place of personal power, standing in a place of absolute acknowledgement for all that they are. You know, it's really interesting we're talking about this because there are some things that cannot coexist when we stand in our personal power. For example, and I know you're going to talk about this, shame. You know, we can't be in personal power and also feel shame at the same time. It just doesn't work like that, right?
Right, right. Well, shame goes then either to, you know, forgiveness for oneself or to a sense of humility, but it doesn't have nearly the same impact. We can certainly, you know, regret things in the past, but when you are in your power, you also know that you have learned from it, or you can still learn from it, or you can learn to forgive, which is another power, the power of forgiveness. And it's not about forgiveness of others only, it's actually forgiveness of oneself. It takes incredible courage to do that because you literally take the I owe myself or you owe me balance sheet that you have kept in your pocket for a long time, and you're willing to let it go. You're willing to simply free yourself from that and just stepping up and saying, I have the power to create a clean slate and let that go, is again one of those empowering moments that don't cost you anything besides really paying attention to it and allowing yourself to make that choice. And really say, well, this kind of shame or this kind of, you know, holding something against somebody else is really pulling me out of my center. It's taking my power away, and I am letting go through the power of forgiveness. Another one, you know, obviously the song, The Power of Love, brought up is the power of love, but also the power of self-love. You know, how many times do we actually practice little tiny kinds of showing, kinds of signs that we are, you know, loving ourselves, showing ourselves that we care about ourselves. So if you are practicing self-love, whether it's simply telling yourself something that really uplifts you, or whether allowing yourself to do something out of kindness, out of love, that usually you wouldn't do. It can be as simple as taking a bath on a Wednesday night when you say, well, usually it's only, you know, every other month on a Sunday, or just allowing yourself to say, you know, I don't have to clean up my desk right now. I really just want to read this book, and they're going to give me permission to do that. So these can be acts of self-love that really, again, bring you back to your power. Another one is the power of creativity and self-expression that ties in with that. You know, I talked to a client the other day who told me that she has all these wonderful clothes in her wardrobe, but she doesn't dare to wear them because she doesn't know what the other moms at the school where she picks up her daughter from think about her. Well, maybe they're too flashy, maybe they're too sexy, maybe they're this or that. And so, you know, she chooses not to express her beauty because of that. And again, this is a simple way of reclaiming your power by saying, I express myself. I express myself in how I dress. Maybe I express myself in how I cook, or maybe I just paint a little picture once in a while, or, you know, think about a little thing to write down for myself that comes from my heart. This self-expression is such a deep-seated power. It's the power of being the creator. You can plant a little tree somewhere or do something that you just feel like that comes directly from my core. That, again, is a way, a very simple daily way for you to be and step into your power.
When we take a look at these things, let's talk about the bottom line. What are the consequences if we don't? Because we're talking about really being able to change our lives moment to moment. You've given some beautiful examples, you know, that all of us can actually pull from, pick from, do what we want. But there are some consequences, Dr. Friedman, for us not to do this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the consequences are pretty obvious. You know, the consequences are the level of stress, depression, anxiety, illnesses that are related with them that really are basically plaguing our society. It's when I listen to my grandparents and, you know, the folks that basically lived in very simple circumstances, one of those things I heard over and over again was that there was simply time to do little handiwork or to just sit by the fire and look into the flames, and there was a peace with that, and there was a centeredness and a coherence with that that we just don't have anymore. And at that time, people were maybe, you know, dealing with other struggles, but stress and anxiety and depression weren't such an huge problem in society as it is right now. And I think by giving our power away, we are basically becoming empty. We are becoming shells that are somehow functioning and trying to fit in, but we don't really have an experience of life anymore. The life that is a gift, the life that we have, is a gift to be experienced to the fullest. It's not just about survival and going in the motions or going through the motions or being basically just a number that tries to somehow do its best to keep the head above water. It is really that gift of life that is about experiencing yourself in a way that shows you, this is why I'm here. This is the purpose of my life. And if you're not in your power, you cannot fulfill this purpose, and you cannot live a meaningful life. So a lot is at stake. And again, it's not an overwhelming task to be in your power. Every day you can really recenter and refocus yourself to what it means to be you and give yourself a very specific attention and outlet to express that you in the world. And I think, you know, what we talked about are only some examples that, you know, I feel are very helpful and can immediately make a difference. One of them that you may want to think about today, just as you maybe go into your lunch break or when you go home, or maybe to the grocery store, the power of making connections. We have been isolating ourselves. Although we think we are connected with all these friends that we have on the internet, at the end of the day, we feel more alone than ever. And if we are using the power to making a connection, whether it's simply smiling at somebody or just having a little conversation or simply feeling like that, hey, it's time to really call the person that, you know, has helped us in the past or we feel close to but we somehow forgot, the power of connection can not only give you a sense of power, it can truly transform the world into a place where we all feel we are a part of family.
I love it. Dr. Friedman, thank you so much for joining us here today on the show. A lot of information, a lot of great things that all of us can do to create a change now. Let's take a moment. I want to ask you, first of all, if you have a personal message, something that you want to leave us with, and also let's give out your information again.
Well, the information is cellularwisdom.com. It's a website. You can email us to ask for more information on what the breakthrough sessions are about that really work with the deeper parts of your mind. And the phone number to reach us is 866-903-6463. And one of the things that I want to leave you with is to never stop believing in your power. One thing that clients often tell me is that they feel the minute they are working with me, they feel that I can see see and believe in their power. And by believing in them, they are learning to believe in themselves. And I believe we can all do that for each other and for ourselves personally. So make that first step today to believe in your power. Search for it and know that the rewards and the treasures you find are much bigger than you can imagine right now.
Thank you, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on here on the Dr. Pat Show. For more about us, make sure you check us out on www.thedrpatshow.com and transformationtalkradio.com. We'll see you next time on the show.